So how did you do with the collapse anchors? So good? Good? All right, so learnings, discoveries, questions about listing states, anchoring states, and the collapse anchors process. Yeah?
Wow, really good.
That's the virological connections from here to the state. Good stuff. Excellent. Yes.
You can. Well, I've read about it lots. How to do the anchoring
states. Yeah.
And so you actually, as you know, you do it yourself.
Yeah.
So you just go in there. Okay,
yeah,
I know.
Then
until you actually do it yourself and you get
all the neurological. Yes, all the connections being made.
And wow.
It does feel weird when you collapse them together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you run the positive and the negative state in the neurology at the same time, it does feel weird.
The little negative state, right?
Well, we found with the natural states in the smokers.
Yeah.
We got to a point that only one of us had to smoke still doing it. And the whole three of us were not even the whole group of us doing it. Ivor has got such an arse on him, he just gets three of us. But anchors, we were doing that, desperately anchoring this all over the place.
I'm going to grab that for when you're my client.
It was so much easier when it was not.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the, the good things about bringing humor into therapy, you know, because if you get your client coming in, and you get them laughing about their problem, you're most of the way there, because what happens is it automatically starts collapsing into laughter. The problem starts, and then when they think of the problem, they start laughing, you know, which is that alone is a massive difference from where they come in, and you ask them about the problem, and they're kind of like, you know, but now they're laughing, you know, it's kind of like. And also, it gives you such a fantastic opportunity for grabbing naturally occurring states that come up. Yeah. Yeah.
I nearly got
on
the positive.
Ooh, yeah, okay. At least it was only nearly. It may have collapsed it. It may have collapsed it. But it might not have done. What it might have done is lessened the intensity of the positive state.
Would you have to start again?
I don't know if you'd necessarily have to start again. You might have to put some more positives onto the resource state and then anchor the negative one on a different knuckle. Yeah.
Good
job. James.
You need
most
important
bit as well,
which
is a practitioner
for us,
yeah,
being quite adopting the state.
Yes.
Because
that makes all the difference.
If the rest had been right, but that hadn't been strong, I wouldn't have really benefited.
Yeah.
That really made it.
Yeah. I think it is. Well, for one thing, it leads you into the state. But I think for the other thing, it gives the client permission to go into the state. Because, like, if your practitioner's there going, like, being very serious, going, like, so, can you remember a time in the past when you were totally excited? And do that now for me, would you please? It's kind of like you think, like, you know, whereas if the practitioner is excited about you getting excited, then that makes it all so much easier for the client to go into the state. Really does. Yeah.
I was seeing James, so it was just that I actually physically felt myself, when I put the anchor on, I actually physically felt myself, thought my heart was like this. I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
It was just.
As the practitioner, that's when you know you've given it all, you know, to get the state to the client. And you're kind of like shaking as well, you know? And you're going like, wow, God, that's a good state. Great. Can use that one later. The other question, I can't remember if there's sorts of questions over here. Yeah, Sarah.
I was just going to say it's amazing how your conscious mind behaves, because I'm such naturally a very logical person.
Right.
So when they were testing my resource anchor and I was just laughing my head off, it was like, why am I laughing? It just must be a coincidence.
Right. Coincidentally, every time I touch this knuckle, I burst out laughing. Yeah.
And it was like, I couldn't believe it.
So now you do that. We're doing it again! Keep their finger off that knuckle. Good.